and gentlemen, it's Dope Tomorrow here bringing you the finest in content weekly, I believe. Maybe, yeah. Kind of, sort of. What up, people?
You like that?
It's like that.
Just, okay. Back in the building, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Rob Madden, a.k.a. AC Slayer, okay. a.k.a. Dak Prescott. And ladies and gentlemen, this is another brand new episode of Taking Shots. Episode, I think, 44, bro?
44.
Yeah,
44,
man.
Back in the building, been a little bit of a minute.
Yeah.
Glad to be here, man. We had some stuff going on, some commitments.
Yeah.
Didn't want to stretch myself too thin, as did you.
For sure.
Getting things done. Got content coming, as you know. You already know that. So go to where you should find content at, wherever you go. IG, Snapchat, YouTube, of course. Facebook, if you're feeling freaky. OnlyFans, I may have an account or two in a couple weeks. I'm getting back fine on them. Look,
I just like that.
30. Hey. My 36th birthday, June 25th.
Yeah.
Just wait. Going to the new decade, man. Like,
yeah, bro.
2020, we coming with it.
Yeah, bro. That's what it is. And the vibes. Man, I am Rob Madden across all social media platforms. Y'all know the usual. Got my official website up and running now, so check that out. It's a shortcut website URL, and that is bit.ly/Robtavious.
Speaking of those links, man, my link tree was actually broken in my IG. So check your link tree. IG has a lot of different things where they always update. And, you know, they want to keep you within the app. Mm. They don't really want you to go to external apps. So check the links. Basically, what I had to do was take off the www and just do the link tree, whatever it is, /dope tomorrow. Uh-huh. And it worked again. But I know they're kind of frowning upon link tree. So
I need to check mine. Yeah, sure.
I think I checked yours just because I was going to let you know. But
cool.
Yours was still working, but mine was broke. So I was just guiding people to it, and it was broken. Didn't nobody tell me. That's why I'm taking shots.
Yeah. Got to. Man, what's been going on with you, though, bro?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So the reason we crunked this show back up, I left you to your own devices for a little bit too long, man. I've been seeing you go around the internet, social medias, what have you, TikToks even on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, what is it on TikTok?
I am Rob Madden, of course.
You know, you just been wilding. And it's like, this is the show where I know you came to vent, you came to get things off your chest, and you didn't have that platform. So I wanted to, you know, open it back up for me as well.
Yeah.
Because you got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, let's just start with the latest one that really took me over the edge. This guy posted Checkers.
That's right.
Top three burger joints?
Top three burgers.
I guess you meant fast food.
Yeah, fast food.
Burgers.
Yes.
And it's not debatable.
No, nah, not at all.
Checkers, people.
Checkers. Checkers. That Big Buford. That's a motherfucker, boy. That Big Buford. That chuckle burger with cheese, that double chuckle burger with cheese. Boy, I get a little mayo on that thing. And them onions.
So you just be eating all the burgers.
Come on now. Come on now. But that Big Buford, that deal. Come on now.
The buns taste sweet.
Kind of, sort of, not really. But it's good, though.
I don't want a sweet burger.
It's good. See, a burger ain't sweet. That's the thing. See, the bun is just, it's a little hit. It's like a little pinch of sweet. And then you got all the flavors of all the patties and the sauces. Come on now. Come on now.
But all their burgers taste the same.
No, yo. That's blasphemous. That is blasphemous.
We're talking about the same Checkers, right?
We're talking about Checkers.
Like Rallies and Checkers.
There you go. There you go.
And you're saying top three?
Top three.
So what's the top two?
Oh, allow me to explain.
It's going
to
be interesting.
I'm going to give you my top five fast food burgers. Keep in mind, top five. And these are in order.
Okay. You even thought about this.
Yes. Number one.
So number one?
Yeah, this we'll is number one. I'm going to start with number one.
All right.
Five Guys.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I'm with you.
You with me?
I'm with you.
Number two. Whataburger.
I never had them.
Oh, they're amazing, boy. They're amazing, I'm telling you. They are amazing.
Well, I mean, your top, okay, Checkers can't be.
So you know what number three is. Checkers.
Okay. How you go from Five Guys, Whataburger, to Checkers?
Come on now. Come on now. I'm telling you. Number four. And this is near and dear to my heart. Right. I tried it last year for the first time. September last year, for the first time, I've been hooked. Nigga, White Castle. Boy, come on now.
I knew you were going to say some dumb shit.
Hey, listen to me. White Castle, bro, listen. When I tell you crystals, no. It ain't about crystal no more. White Castle got the best, like, little burgers, nigga. Like, and the fry, too. But them little burger, man, you can get all type of cheese on it. Like, you want Swiss. You want pepper jack, American, cheddar. They all the cheese combinations you want. Come on, now. Come on, now.
Okay.
Come on, now.
All right.
And number five. I don't know if you tried this one yet, but number five. It's BurgerFi.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Burger King. I was like, yeah, we about to end the show.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. BurgerFi. Number five.
I'm not mad at the list. I'm mad at Checkers being on the list.
What goes in front of Checkers?
Cheeseburger Bobby's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all know the vibes if y'all around Atlanta.
I could argue that may be number six.
Oh, you crazy as hell.
Number six. Exactly. I give you number six. They not entering that top five, though.
Cheeseburger Bobby better than Checkers, bro.
No, sir. No, sir. No. Not rolling. Not rolling.
Is Cheeseburger Bobby a Southern thing?
I think so.
Audience, viewers,
I think so.
If you're clicking on this and you're aware of Cheeseburger Bobby's, mm-hmm. please place it in the appropriate spot. Please tell him in the comments that Checkers is not top three. I could have went with top 10.
Three? What?
I could have went with top 10. I dare say Crystal, when you get them hot, small, fresh, and square, whatever they jingle is, oh, they killing Checkers.
Excuse me?
I get about 12 of them. The 12 pack. Yeah, I don't know the vibes.
Yeah, the sack full.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They not top five, though.
Bruh, the bottom half of the crustal, when that grease from that meat.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. They not top five, though.
That sweet potato bun from Checkers.
They not top five, bitch.
How you get diabetes from eating a burger? Not top five. And then they fries cancerous.
Wait a minute.
Oh, them okay. Arby's fries. They say cancer.
Yeah, there you go. We're not going to disrespect the king of fries.
But got to stop. You know what I'm saying?
We're not going
to. The king of fries.
Name a fry better than Checkers fries.
McDonald's.
Trash.
Man.
Trash.
Hey.
What?
Get them hot McDonald's fries. I'm telling you, they fucking up the game. I know there's a narrative that, oh, McDonald's is all of this shit. It ain't rich. I don't know what the fuck that is. That used to be in the early 2000s. They have flipped script. I'm telling you, that quarter pounder, that double quarter pounder with the cheese, you can get bacon on it now. Bro, it's a sight to see.
Not even a sight to see.
And them fries, I'm telling you, when Zaxby do them fries right with the seasoning,
Don't
want to fuck with it.
Okay.
Don't want to fuck with them.
I give you that. Not top five. Well, Zaxby's probably top five. They probably top five fries.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Some of them, you like American deli fries?
Sometimes.
Iffy, yeah.
Yeah, it's iffy. Like, if I catch them hot, whatever, then yeah.
Captain D fry be all right, too.
I got to put some seasoning salt on them things.
Yeah.
Because they are like, damn, I'm going to put no salt on theirs either.
Crystal fries. You get them
if
right.
You get them hot. You got to catch them hot, too, though. You let them things sit 5 minutes over with. You got to catch them things hot.
I don't like Wendy's fries.
I don't either.
I don't like Burger King at all, so...
I eat it sparingly.
Yeah.
Sparingly.
Yeah. But Checkers fries taste sweet too.
Checkers, man. King of fries.
How you get diabetes from fries?
Checkers, king of fries. Heard what I said. Checkers, holla at your boy, man.
All right, look.
Holla at your boy.
Without further ado, can we move forward? But please leave your comments below. Top five burgers, top five fries. I guarantee you Checkers not going to be in any of these lists.
I guarantee you if five people comment, four of them going to say Checkers number one in fry.
Wingstop fry pretty good, too.
I give you that, too. Yeah, I give you that, too. I give you that. All right, let's get into this. Hey, real quick. You ever try to hit a bit with the gummy? Like, don't it feel like you punching a bowl of Jell-O?
Can you explain what you're talking about?
The gummy. The gummy.
Tried that? No.
But you never tried that before?
No.
Okay.
You know, I get my...
No, it's not like after.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you punching a bowl of Jello.
Nah, I just be wondering if they can feel it. That's what I be wondering. Like, do she know that I'm trying to push through this for the re-up?
I'm trying to fight.
It's like when you ran out of work and you got a re-up. It's like, yo.
Hey, yo.
Scraping the bottom. Trying to get y'all the residue.
Oh,
that
God.
Residue dick.
It is. It is. All right, man. Let's get to some of this bullshit. Okay. Coronavirus.
Yeah, man. I don't like beers.
I don't either. I don't either. I don't like Coronas. How do you feel about this, bro? I think definitely I'm one of the conspiracy theorists and all that. I definitely say this is a man-made disease, sickness. I'll tell you something I saw on Twitter. You remember back when North Korea was saying they had a surprise for the United States?
A little bit. Think that's it?
And everybody was thinking it was going to be a war or a bombing.
Okay. Think that's it?
Absolutely.
But this come from China, though, right?
Drop it off over there. Drop it off over there. Drop it off over there.
Well, the coronavirus isn't new, right? So, yeah, like, if you look on the back of disinfectant cans, you'll see that, like, Lysol, for instance, that human coronavirus is a thing. It's been documented. Mm-hmm. I think this is a different strand.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I don't know, man. The first time I heard about it, I kind of thought that it was a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And then more and more people have been contracting it. I still think people are being a little too assuming that it's that as widespread as it is.
Yeah.
Because it's only been, what, like, maybe 20 people? In the whole, like, nation?
Like, that have died from it or...
Contracted it.
The numbers, they're running up now, bro. They damn near saying, like, thousands of... Like, it's almost at 1,000 people to have. Because I think they was, like, in California, it was, like, 300-some cases or something like that.
I don't understand how all of these people are getting it traveling. Like, most people get sick and sit at the house.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers get sick and be like, oh, let me go across the world.
Yeah.
I don't get it. So some of it, man, and I really don't want to believe that... I like when I heard the rumor that black people couldn't get it. You know, Twitter never lies.
Never.
But when I saw that some people had it in our county, like Friday I heard it was in Cobb County.
Yeah, I ain't even hear that.
And I was like, okay, well, the CDC in Cobb County, so naturally it's probably something in Cobb County. But to hear it in Fulton County from a teacher who worked at two different public schools in East Point and Fairburn, that was a little bit shocking.
Yeah.
Again, we on the south side, so I'm just presuming that she's black or he's black.
I find that hard to believe.
I do too.
Because out of all these cases, I ain't heard about nobody being black.
Right. So I don't know, man. Am I nervous about it? Not really. I think I'm okay. Pretty good immune system. The people that are, you know, falling ill to or the victim to it are older, compromised immune systems. I don't know, man. Can it happen? Sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
I think the news is doing what they're supposed to do. They're making everybody panic.
Yeah.
When you get on the news and you're talking about, oh, you know, people are dropping dead, like they're walking around and they sneeze one time and drop dead. Oh, it's 700 cases now in the state of Texas. Like you hear stuff like that, you're conditioned to panic.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going on. It's just causing the nation to panic. This is Ebola, swine flu. Mad cow disease, like all this shit that popped up and then popped right back out.
I remember they tried to scare me with bird flu, and I was like, "You think I'm about to quit eating hot wings?"
Hey, come on, man.
Out your mind.
Come on, bro. Like, come on.
10-piece mile.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now. With that good rant.
With the good rant.
Gotta have that.
You know, man, I don't know, man. Like, it's always something. Do you believe it has something to do with election year?
I never thought about that, but this could be some smoke and mirrors type stuff too. I think so.
Could be.
Yeah. Anything to keep your mind off of what's going on behind the scene.
Because
everybody focus on this right now. Ain't no telling what the hell they got going on right now with politics.
I'd be damned if I made 35 years old and die from coronavirus.
Come on now.
It ain't happening.
Come on now.
I'm putting that in the universe.
Come on now. Ain't happening. So, shout out to the Rona. Hey, dropping gas prices.
Yeah, shout out to the Rona.
Shout out to the Rona. Gas prices going on to $2.
Plane ticket. I mean, you can get a Hawaii for $100.
Yeah.
Shit.
Niggas on the plane like this. Hey, I'm telling you, man.
My grass skirt now.
I'm telling you, shout out to the Rona, man. The baby is back in the news. He recently was doing a walkthrough. I guess he's getting ready to leave a concert that he had performed. Mm-hmm. And he slapped a female fan. Now, I saw the video.
I did too.
His story is saying that she put the camera in his face. The light was blinding him.
Yes.
And the camera hit, but the phone hit him in the face.
Yes.
So with the light blinding him, he turned around and reacted. Boom. Hit her. Didn't know she was a woman.
Right.
Everybody's crucifying him and is trying to cancel him and saying he was wrong for it. How do you feel about it? Do you think he was wrong?
No. No, I don't think he's wrong. I think maybe he overreacted. Like, but I don't. I mean, like, how hard could the phone have hit him?
Yeah,
I did see it, and it was in his face, and it did touch his face. But I guess depending on what type of time you're on, if you feel like somebody trying you,
yeah,
you gonna swing.
You always gotta think about who we dealing with, man. Think about some of the stuff that man have been through. The man that had to kill a nigga for trying him. You know, some nigga tried to run in and kill him at his crib. Had to shoot a nigga at Walmart. Like, he been dealing with stuff like this. So quite naturally, somebody hit you or you feel something hit you, you finna react. Yeah. You don't know if somebody finna stab you, shoot you, what? So.
Yeah, but I mean, you are with security. That is their job. So that is true, too. They should have assessed the situation, but they ain't have time. So he not even allowing his security to do the work. So I don't even know what that's about. But I mean, again, you get hit, you gonna get hit back. That's just how I feel about it. So I ain't mad because I mean, we've seen instances where like 50 Cent, he don't put his hand down the crowd, dude held on his hand, damn near pulled him off. He had to punch him in the chest.
Yeah.
That could have been a woman too. Like, you know what I'm just saying? Like, anybody can get it in these streets.
I think, too, people need to stop being so selective with who they want to crucify and all this because, for example, if anybody got close to a Rihanna or a Beyonce or anybody like that, you better not get, you don't deserve to get that close to the queen. You don't deserve to get, why you that close to her? She need to slap him or they need to rub. Okay, so why isn't that the case for all celebrities?
Well, because you just named two women, and of course, women play by different rules.
Of course.
So that's why. You know, men don't get no leeway.
Don't get no leeway. No, none.
So, well, women, I mean, they can pretty much do what they want to do, and it's always justified, but you didn't hear that from me.
No, that's the fucking truth.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, if she would have, say she would have just stayed out there, man, boom, and he turned around and slapped her ass, he's still going to be in the wrong for it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to slap her. Bitch, she stabbed me.
You should have used precaution and all of this stuff. And
Yeah,
just get away from them.
Yeah.
Speaking of getaway, Candyman, are you going to see Candyman?
Gotta see Candyman.
I hadn't seen the first one.
Really?
Nah. I'm not into scary movies like that.
I mean, I love horror movies. This is my favorite genre.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah.
Huh.
Love horror movies.
So was Candyman that scary?
No.
Everybody like, yo.
It's just, if you're one of them people that's easily terrified of stuff, I can see how it would haunt you with some of the scenes and stuff. You just got to watch it, bro.
Can you explain to me why? Because from my understanding, I've never seen it. From my understanding, some adults killed him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he haunting children? I'm never going to watch it, so don't worry about it.
I want you to watch it, bro. I really want you to watch it. This ain't even on no like, okay, I done tried to get you to watch like Space Jam.
Which is on Netflix.
I seen it.
I almost watched it yesterday. My dog was like, no. Yeah. I was like, you want to watch Space? She's like,
oh.
I was like, well, I ain't going to never see it.
God.
Because I'm not about to sit there and watch it by myself.
You need to, bro. You still need to. But Candyman is on Netflix also.
Okay.
Check it out, bro.
I might put that on night in the dark.
Yeah. I don't
go ahead and get drunk now.
So. Yeah. I'm telling you. Get you a couple of shots in there and watch it, bro. You'll see. It's a dope film, man. So I know the remake going to be fire.
Are you scared to say Candyman three times or five times?
I never say this shit.
Was it three times?
Can't make. Yeah.
You just said it.
I'm not in the mirror though. Not in the mirror though.
Camera.
I'm not in the mirror.
Come get him. Come get this nigga.
I'm not in the mirror though.
So you wouldn't say Bloody Mary or Candyman?
No. I don't play them game.
It's a fucking movie.
That's cool. They gonna stay a movie, but I don't play them game just in case.
What you think gonna happen? I beat a nigga.
Hey, I don't play them games.
Don't they got like wasps on it? Don't they like dip in honey or something?
Like bees and stuff. Yeah.
They killed them. They put them in a bee nest or something. Beehive.
Good bees. Need to watch it, bro. I'm telling you.
Was it white people? They did it to a black man.
Candyman, Canada! Watch it, bro. Tonight. If you got time tonight, watch it.
I got time. I ain't doing it.
Watch. Watch. I'm telling you. Dope ass film. Dope film. Let's see here. Oh, want to give a shout out to my dog LeBron and the Lakers for clinching the first playoff berth since 2013. Them boy back in the playoffs. Amen. Number one seed in the West.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. Hot take. LeBron better than Michael Jordan, yo.
Come on now. Come on now.
We just got to, you know, ever since, I know we're about to touch on Kobe, but ever since like Kobe died, it really made me put in perspective. We got to quit chasing ghosts and start looking at what's happening.
Come on now.
I will say Jordan changed the game so LeBron could be who he is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at that point, it's just, sorry.
Come on now.
Just
speak on the king.
Just is what it is.
Come on now.
Now, Jordan's more graceful. I mean, Jordan is basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be like Mike, but just as a better athlete,
yes. Come on now.
Know what to tell you.
Can shoot. He can drive. He can rebound. He can pass. He can do all of that. And he'll lock you up. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. All
right. I mean, Jordan can do all that too, though.
Jordan passing?
It's okay. He didn't have to pass.
Jordan averaging 2 assists a game.
But it's Jordan, though.
Come on now.
It's Jordan.
Come on now.
But if I'm Jordan, I'm not passing either. I mean, honestly, I'm Jordan. Who I'm paying to fucking Bill Cartwright? Fuck him.
Drop it off to Luke Longley.
Yeah. Give me the ball,
Tony Kukoc.
That's why I'm not mad at Kobe. Although Kobe did have a roster talent.
Yeah, yeah.
But Michael Jordan, man. BJ Armstrong? Give me the goddamn ball, nigga.
Come on now. Drop it off to the Worm.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman. Get your 2 points.
It's a difference if it was like the Lakers. Like, again, them squad James Worthy, AC Green. You know what I'm saying? Kareem. Yeah. I'm Jordan. Give me the ball, Bill Paxton. Yeah. Give me the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I understand why LeBron be passing because they all going to guard LeBron. So he got to pass. But, I mean, it's just LeBron, man.
Shout out to my dog, Goat James.
What, he's 17th year, 18th?
17th year, buddy.
Going hard.
Come on now.
No signs of slowing down. Boy playing
still, just like he 18 still, man.
Yeah, shout out to them steroids. All right, go.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, we will not do that. We will not do that about LeBron James. We will moving on. Speaking of Kobe, we weren't here, man, when the tragic news and everything happened. So, I want to send a quick rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, the other 9 victims, and also rest in peace to Pop Smoke.
Yeah, man. Were you a Kobe fan?
I respected Kobe because I knew Kobe was great, but me being a LeBron fan, I would always go back and forth with my niggas who were big Kobe fans.
What about prior to LeBron entering?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I like Kobe. But when LeBron hit and LeBron became my favorite athlete, I wanted to see that LeBron-Kobe matchup.
Because when did LeBron become your favorite athlete?
Around 2005.
Oh, when he came in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, you just, okay. You was a witness.
Yeah, I was a witness.
I wasn't a witness. I was mad. I was mad as shit. Because he's my age. And I'm like, I'm going to school.
You're going to school.
Nigga signed an $80 million Nike contract. Hey. I was pissed.
Around 05, man, when I saw, because I remember watching his highlights and they were talking about this. I'm like, this nigga held the truth.
Yo.
In high school, coming from the free throw line, yamming through your legs and all. I was like, oh, this nigga held the truth. Yo. Yeah, I like him.
Nah, I mean, I liked him.
Like him, so. Yo, man, I just hate we never got to see that LeBron versus Kobe finals matchup that we wanted. I think it was like 08 when it was going to happen, but Orlando ended up beating Cleveland.
Mm.
And that's the Orlando and the Lakers played for the championship.
That was supposed to be the year, right, though?
Yeah, man, RIP Kobe, Gianni, and again, the rest of the victims on the helicopter. I know Vanessa's suing them, rightfully so.
Yeah, yeah.
And great memorial. I think they did a great job. Shaq did great. Michael Jordan did great, who rarely comes out.
I know.
And Vanessa held it together really well, man. And transitioning from that, Pop Smoke, man, you already know the vibes.
Come on now.
Send the Addy, we're going to slide.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, man.
Come on now.
That's unfortunate. I don't understand, man. Dude escaped the hood just to go to Beverly Hills. I mean, it's just...
It's crazy, bro.
You can't make that type of stuff up, so...
His album's fire, too, by the way. I listened to it during my workouts.
And 50 Cent is finishing up the album. He's called upon a lot of people in music.
Yes.
High-profile people like that.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that.
I am, too.
You know, Pop Smoke does kind of remind you of Fifth.
Yeah.
Similar story. I think they're both from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. No, well, Fifth from Queens. Pop is from Brooklyn. But that was one of Pop's biggest influences, 50 Cent.
So. He talked about it all the time.
Yeah, I really did like Pop Smoke. It was just like Kobe. Like, I didn't realize how much I liked these people till they pass. So again, give flowers while they're here.
Yep.
Give LeBron flowers while he's here. Yep. And the rest of the people that are talented, we overlooking chasing other people. And it's like, man, the talent is here.
Yep.
And we're living in the now. So shout out to all of them people, man.
Yeah, man. Let's see. What's I'm ashamed to say I'm from this state right now. But the state of Alabama executed Nathaniel Woods, man. Shout out to Nathaniel Woods and RIP. He was put in jail for basically nothing, sentenced to death for basically nothing, and executed for basically nothing. The guy that actually did shoot and kill the cops confessed that he is the one that did it, stated that Nathaniel Woods had nothing to do with it, and they still executed him. Meanwhile, the guy that actually did the shooting is still alive.
And not on death row.
No.
From my understanding. I think he's serving, I don't know if he's serving life, but he's not on death row, so he won't be sentenced to death. I found out about the story the day of. I didn't realize that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it was a high-profile situation. A lot of celebrities and people rallied behind him. And I saw where, at least when I saw the story, they said that they had put the execution on pause.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, they said they did it. I was like, what the fuck? What type of pause was that?
Put it on pause and sent a letter to the governor, Kay Ivey. And she basically just responded by saying, no, this nigga still, we still finna kill him. That was basically her response.
So I got to thinking about myself, like, how I felt about the death penalty. Like, typically, in the past, I've always been a proponent of the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just like, what's the point of it if they're on death row for all of these years and you don't know if they, like in this case, he didn't do it. And it's like, we're just killing people just to be killing them. I don't really understand what purpose that served. Like, you just really ripped apart families again.
Yeah.
Just because you wanted to rip apart families again. I really don't get it, man. I will say, for those that don't know, because I did a little bit of background on it, they were not that this matters that he got death penalty, but they were serving crack. The police came and raided, and then the other guy confessed to killing the three officers. But Nathaniel, is it Cook Williams?
No, Nathaniel Woods.
Woods, apologize. Yeah. Was still sentenced to death for it. So I don't understand. It's Alabama. You know how that goes. It's in the South.
Yeah.
The Bible Belt. Man, never mind. I don't even want to go on that tangent. Y'all know the vibes.
It's just a sad life story all around, man. To take this authority in your hands and kill an innocent man for nothing. Like, come. Rest in peace, Nathaniel Woods, bro.
Yeah. And for the cops.
Yeah. That way. Let's see. Oh, Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty.
Big Zoo.
In these streets. Recently arrested for not registering as a sex offender in the state of California.
Yeah, man.
How you feel about his arrest though tomorrow?
They should have. He's out.
Yeah.
And he's registered now.
Yeah.
Got news of that. So it's all squared away apparently. Well, he still has a federal charge, but the state has dropped charges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you get picked up when you're a sex offender. A lot of people probably looking at it like, well, you know, it was a crime back. It was like in 95.
95.
That's not and I don't know the details of it because I don't really follow him like that, but apparently it was an aggravated sexual assault or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I know some people look at it like, well, he's not really molesting children, so, you know, why are they so strict on this? But what if he does have a mental issue where he's a pervert?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to follow the law. Like, absolutely. When you get convicted and let back out in society, certain things you got to do. Absolutely. He didn't do it. To me, it seemed like he was trying to be arrogant about not doing it because he had got cited in November, still didn't do it. It's fucking March. Mm-hmm. Got picked up again. So, I mean, I don't wish prison on black men in general. Not but, at all. I mean, we got to protect our kids.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Meek having a field day with it. Although he said he didn't really mean to like it. But.
Yeah.
It do happen, though. Like, when you be sliding at night.
Yeah.
And you may hit the...
I have accidentally liked some stuff, though.
Hell yeah,
and I go, like, oh, shoot, let me like that thing. No, I want you to see that notification. I didn't try to like that. I didn't try to.
Have you ever tried to creep on somebody and almost put their name as your status?
You know what's so crazy? I did that in 2007. I remember that shit like it was yesterday, too. I was trying to look up that girl Facebook profile. Instead of typing in the search bar, I typed her name. I'm talking my whole name in my status. And I didn't even realize I did. I was like, damn, my computer low and slow. I was just waiting. And then a girl, which is my partner, she probably won't remember that when I'm talking about it. She commented and she was like, well, what y'all got going on? What the fuck you talking about? I said, oh shit. Nigga, I deleted that status so damn fast, man. I said, yeah, that has happened. That has happened. I am extra careful now. Extra.
Yeah.
Extra. Extra. That shit, that's, woo. Boy, I almost started some trouble, boy.
What's your slide in DM text now? What does that look like?
I don't have one of those.
Okay. I like the ones where they be like, my dog just keeps wandering away from me.
I saw that.
Those kind of, I like those.
I saw that one. I saw one that was like, oh, look at there. My ball just bounced into your DM. Yeah. And it had the basketball bounce. I was like, oh, you niggas are getting creative now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They shooting out there. I came in here to hide.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas getting creative now.
That's what these bitches say. These queens say they want. Some original.
And they still going to cheat on
right. Anyway, and they're going to curve you act like you lame for being corny.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They get screenshotted all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of curving, I saw an open topic that I wanted to get your opinion on.
Okay. Better not be Scooby-Doo.
Shout out to Scoob. May 20th, it will be in theaters. If you haven't seen the latest trailer, go check that out. It is a doozy. And it is amazing. They're incorporating all the new terms about Netflix and, you know, stealing the passwords and all. It's going to be amazing. May 20th, folks. Go check that out right now. Look up Scoob, new trailer 2020. Go check that out.
They're not paying us for this.
Go look up Scoob, new trailer, and check that out. I promise you, you're going to love it. Take your kids. take your kids.
Our kids don't watch Scooby-Doo.
We should all meet. I think we should make this a big group outing.
Audience, again, does your kid watch Scooby-Doo? Probably not.
Watch the GOAT. They watch the GOAT. It's the new age. I guarantee you this. If we set our kids down and let them watch the OG Scoob, the one that I used to, come on now, be hooked. Hooked. Can I borrow your DVD set? Absolutely. Go ahead. Go ahead. Watch that. Check that out. I got all four seasons right now. Go ahead. Check that out.
While they eat their Checkers burger.
Come on now. Come on now.
That's the worst afternoon spent ever.
Come on now. Come on now. I want some fries too. Don't worry about it. I got a barcode right here. You get you some free fries. There we go. Right there. Large.
You don't need coupons for Checkers.
Now. Come on now.
They already a dollar.
Come on now. Come on now. Got them barcodes in that thing now. Shout out to Checkers for the free French fries.
Again, we're not getting paid for these.
So going back to curving, it says, and hear this out. This is from Ricky the Capo. Or Capo, whatever. Most women are quick to say, the way Russell Wilson treats Sierra is everything. And I agree. However, I asked those same women, how many Russell Wilsons did you leave in the friend zone or reject over the years to fuck with the futures who fucked you over.
Wait a minute. Why is Future name being thrown around here?
Because we know why.
Future's the GOAT. Top 10 lyricists.
Wait a minute.
I stand by that.
Wait a minute. No. Okay, now you're getting outrageous. You got to relax.
Come on.
You got to relax.
Come on, man. You got to relax.
You got to relax.
I don't like how they're throwing Future in this. He has nothing to do with this. He hadn't been with Ciara since like 2013.
But we both know that Future's like King Toxic. He's like our Toxic King.
Future treats these women the way that they act. Y'all want him to love these thoughts. Telling you he's not going to do it. I don't understand.
So.
And let the LA Sierra one out here.
I mean, I don't know.
She was running through all of them. 50? Who the basketball player?
Basketball player.
Dark skin nigga, he ain't in the league no more.
Basketball player.
I can't think of his name now.
Don't you worry about it. Look.
Sierra, Bow Wow.
Come on.
She was going through all the snipers.
Bow Wizzle.
Know the vibes. Hey, speaking of which, why you looking that up? Bow Wow needs to get some respect thrown in.
Come
his
on
name.
Now.
It is unreal
Come
the
on now.
Level of what he's done.
Come on now.
And he's younger than me.
Come on now.
Look at like 33.
Come on now. Y'all better put some respect on Shad Moss' name.
Done been around the world thrice times.
Come on now.
Amari Stoudemire. Who else? Future. Who else? There's a list of them. And I'm not calling her. Ho. I'm just saying. She been out here.
Reggie Bush. Yeah, 50.
Yeah, man.
But, well, then there's Future.
The GOAT. Yeah. But
she did what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, she did what she's supposed to do. But to answer your question, I think a lot of women, most women don't really, they're humbling themselves now as they enter their 30s.
You think so?
Yeah. Have you seen who some of these women ended up with?
You got a point though.
5 years ago, you were acting like you was big shit out there. Here.
You got a point though.
And you just taking anybody that take you.
You got a point though.
And I'd just be like, oh, I'm so glad I escaped that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Because when we was tight and right, you wanted to do your own damn thing. But now, you got out of here and you see, oh, the pickings are slim. Yeah.
It ain't even the pickings. It's they realize they ain't shit.
There you go.
That's what it is.
There you go.
That's what they realize. They like, wait go. A minute. Niggas ain't putting up with my shit like they used to.
Yeah.
They not. Because as you're growing, they're growing too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they like I said, Future treating you the way you behave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of these women now, too, some of them, which it ain't all of them, but some of them are coming to the realization that, my six ain't going to work all the time.
Absolutely
like,
not.
I can't just keep using my body. Like, I got to think of something. They was like, yes, it takes more than your pussy. It takes more than sex.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take more than your ass and all that. It takes more than it.
I'm going to even say for me personally, it's some women that, I ain't going to say curve me, but you can tell they just be like, hi, LOL, smiley face, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They coming around with the, because when they see that you're okay without them,
yeah,
that you can thrive with these queens without them.
Come on now.
Then they be like, oh, yeah, you always been funny. You are cute as hell. Like, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
I was just playing with y'all.
Yeah. The thing that gets me, they don't want you until they see, oh, this nigga, like, he not going to chase me. Because they used to niggas chasing them. I see that shit all the time. They used to niggas chasing them and being up their ass about stuff. And as soon as they see, oh, damn, like, nigga, I told you I ain't want to talk to you. You supposed to, like, still be trying to talk to me. No, bitch, No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's cool. You ain't the only one.
No.
You don't want to fuck with me? All right, cool. I'm finna go over here.
And I'm gonna holler at your friend. We gotta cut out all this. You can't holler at my friend because you try to holler at me first.
Them the vibes.
Those are individual humans.
Come on now.
And just because we have a connection,
come
don't mean I can't have a connection with your friend. So, hey, boo, you're gonna be playing at her bridal shower and
come
I'm gonna be in the wedding.
Come on now.
And I'm gonna dap you up
come
at
on
the
now.
Wedding.
Talk to him, King.
Yep.
Come on now.
I mean, I ain't getting married, but at somebody's wedding, I'm gonna dap somebody up at somebody's wedding.
Them the vibes, though. Said what he said. Speaking of which, about relationships, how do you feel about women keeping t-shirts and shorts from previous relationships? Like, say you get with a girl. right?
Yeah.
Y'all been together. Y'all been together for a little minute, whatever. I say a few months, whatnot, what have you. And you stay over for the crib, you know what I'm saying, for the night. She got the shower. And she got on a big ass, I say, University of Georgia shirt. And some University of Georgia shorts and like a large, extra large or some shit like that. How do you feel about that? Yeah. Like you feel, how do you feel about her wearing her ex's or not just an ex, but multiple exes, whatever, like shirts and shorts? Does that make you feel a certain way?
Nah, if in the case of your shit, because your name be all of your shit, that would make me feel the way. Get this nigga's name off of here. I'm going to put an iron in that bitch, ruin all them graphics. Oh, you don't iron the front? Man, like, I don't know what I'm doing. All this shit going to be ruined.
Yeah.
That shit going to say, Ob Adden.
Ob Adden.
Hey, that nigga said Ob Adden. Oh, my
fucking
God.
That shit up.
Holy
but
Lord.
In general, nah. I mean, they close.
Do you feel like, okay, so you don't feel like maybe she's harboring like old emotions, old feelings by keeping and hold on to some of that stuff?
She can. She's about to let me know.
So are you cool with her harboring those feelings and emotions? She just shouldn't let you know. You just don't want to find out about it.
Right. I'm Mario Wines with it.
I don't want to know. If you plan me, keep it on the low. Huh.
Because you never, I mean, how could you know? So that was kind of like one of the questions I was talking about last week on a couple of different podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like, is there somebody from your past that could take you from somebody that you're currently with? Mm-hmm. Like, you still got a little bit of feeling for them some kind of way, some mm-hmm. kind of connection. And it's just like, if they show up, would you be like, yo, I know we got a good thing going, but that's my baby.
You know what's so crazy? I actually just wrote a short film with that exact scenario. Shout out to Mimi Martin. Like, she helped me co-write it.
Oh, I got smoke for you too. You be co-signing bullshit. You'd be like, oh yeah. Yeah, Checkers. Oh yeah. Scooby Doo.
That big beautiful mama.
It was some other, I gotta find something. It was something you were wilding out about, but keep going.
I finished this short and everything. She helped me co-write it or whatever. And it's about that exact same scenarios. It's basically about two people. They have been, you know, high school sweethearts, blah, blah, blah. And the girl is going off to college.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a long distance relationship. The guy's like, you know, hey, long distance relationships don't work out. He breaks up with her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to break up. She meets a new guy while she's at college. They get into a relationship. 2 years later, she ends up bumping into the ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And, you know, it's about how all the feelings and everything started to come back and she realized she ain't over him. And it just creates a whole whirlwind. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. But if you were in that situation, you were with a girl, y'all break up. 2 years later, you with somebody else. And you so happen to run into the ex, the previous ex, and you realize you still have feelings with her. Are you saying you're deading the current relationship you're in to go back to that? Or so you're doing it?
That was my question.
Yeah. So I'm asking you, are you doing that?
There was a girl at one point I would have deaded for.
Were?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not no more though. She can kick rocks too. But yeah, it was one girl for sure. Am I nose open?
So do you not think that by doing that, you may be risking losing something good and you go back to this and then it's like, damn, I should have stayed where I was.
I just do the fake argument, break up with her, go out, see what if the old thing working, if it don't, get the other girl back.
But what if the other girl doesn't want to come? That's my point. What if the other girl is like, you left me for her, and you think I'm going to take you back?
I won't let her know I'm leaving her for her.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I get where you're going.
Yeah.
I see the vibes.
Tell these women the truth. you gonna lose every time you try to be honest with a woman.
Oh, that's a fucking fact.
I mean, all right, so let me be clear. You have to be somewhat honest with women, but you can't be 100%. They can't. They don't understand it because they're blind.
I've never seen women that ask for honesty and then get mad at you for being honest. Like, yeah. I hate that. Hate this shit.
Because they, I mean, they know how to operate off of the lie. Like, they manipulate with their bodies.
Yep.
And I'm not mad at it. They manipulate with their bodies. They manipulate with their feelings. That's, emotions is something that you can't argue because it's how they feel.
Yeah.
And only thing you can tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Then you tell them, well, fuck you then, nigga. They, yeah. I got another nigga anyway. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's just like they want to get that out of you so that they can continue to move through life as a victim. And it is what it is. As a victim and do what they want to do and they never have to answer for it, man.
Come on now.
So like you can't. Come on now. You have to withhold some stuff for their protection, for their own good.
Come on now.
That's why I kind of fuck with Joe on you. Like, I know what's better for you than you do. Now, not to the extent of, like, I'm locking you up. But honestly, you need me to watch out for you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things I hate the most, that victim shit.
Yeah.
You talking about a quick way to piss, and I'm all about my peace and my energy now. But you play victim, that shit gonna take me from 0 to 100, bro.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Like, you'll create a storm and then play victim for the storm you created.
Yeah.
I don't, why?
That's all they know.
Why? Like, why the fuck are you trying to play victim for something that you did? Now I react, I'm mad. And you're playing the victim? You think I wasn't supposed to get mad? Yes, I am.
You're supposed to get mad, but then they're supposed to be able to talk you down off that ledge.
Or fuck you off that ledge.
Yeah, that too.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's all about sex, man. All about the sex. The S-E-C-K-S, the sex. Oh, I had another scenario for you. Hear me out. It says two people are dating and the woman mentions that she is saving sex for her husband.
Okay.
The guy's cool with that.
Okay.
Okay. And then he mentions that they, that they should go. Wait a minute. Okay. They should always go Dutch for dates because he is saving money for his wife.
Right.
Okay. The woman points out that it's not cool that he not take her on dates just because she doesn't want to have sex. He mentions that's not the case at all. And he clarifies that just like sex, finances should be reserved for marriage. Dope Tomorrow, what are your thoughts?
Well, my first thought is she a virgin?
No, she's not.
But then, it's not going to work then. I'm not waiting for some box somebody already had. Again, my thing is I can't have the streets having a one-up on my woman.
Mm.
And that's my only thing about it. Like, if we smash it, then I don't know why we would stop either if we already fuck it. But I'm not about to not have intimacy with you and you don't let the streets have it.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Now if she's a virgin, okay. Now, with the finance, I do understand that women do need to see if you can take care of them because that is kind of your role as it's set up in society.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you should go Dutch every date. I think you should step up to the plate, be a man, and take care of the lady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think a woman should have to pay for all her dates while y'all dating. I think that's kind of ridiculous. But, yeah, I don't think those two... Cohen's. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. How you feel about that?
Those situations not gonna work out because obviously they're in two different parts of life, it seems like. You know what I'm saying? She wants to save herself from marriage. I do feel like Buddy did not really mean that I want to save my money for my wife. He only said that shit just because she said she ain't giving up the ass. I really feel like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not a lot of men that's going to say some shit like that. It's not a lot, bro. If a woman says, okay, I'm saving myself for marriage, a man's honest response is not going to be, okay, cool, well, I'm saving my finances for marriage also. A nigga's going to say that just because he's being petty.
Okay. I agree with that.
Now, he ain't going to honestly mean that by saying that. There's no way. There's no way. I'm not believing it.
Now, it would be dope if a woman said that, like, I'm saving myself for marriage, and I also want you to save your money for marriage.
I can do that.
That would be dope.
I can do that.
And then I'm going to spend all my money on you because you got me.
Yeah. Come on, boo. Come on, boo.
And then I'm going to eat your head, and then we're going to fuck.
Come on now.
Throw all that bullshit that you done told yourself out the window. They just be telling, they be gassing themselves up in the mirror with that bullshit. You just gotta like, look.
Come on now.
Nah, we're not doing that.
Man, what you got over there, bro?
I only had a couple things. Oh, Tekashi. That's your guy.
Come on now.
He's been released August 2nd.
Come on now. Waiting on your king.
See, that was the third. That was it.
We waiting on your
that's
king.
That's the bullshit I'm talking about. He be on these. You gonna be streaming them, ain't you?
Hell yeah. Come on now. I'm waiting on that album. I still be listening to Gummo and Tati is on my workout playlist.
He's waiting on the album.
Come on now. Come on now.
Bro, you know there's people out like Trippie Redd. That's fire.
I don't like Trippie.
He's better than Tekashi.
I don't think so. I've listened to a few Trippie albums and honestly, I've liked a couple of songs. A couple of them.
What was it? Love Letter 2, I believe? That shit fire.
Yeah.
He can really rap too.
No.
The baby is fire.
Of course.
Come on. Lil Baby.
Oh, Lil Baby.
Fire. Uzi just dropped. Uzi, my motherfucking
dog. Uzi, my dog.
Hey, you heard it?
Come on now.
Smasher.
Uzi, my dog.
There's a lot of choices beside that rat ass nigga, Tekashi.
Are you saying he doesn't make good music?
I don't know.
Are you saying he doesn't make good music? You can't say that.
Can't say that. He makes good music. He did have a couple songs.
Come on now.
The album was not that good, though.
The entire album is straight. But he got some bangers on that thing, boy. That boy can drop. If he singles he drops, come on now.
Gummo was fire.
Mm-hmm.
What's his man names that he made the song out for that he snitched on? That said he did the hit for.
Kuda.
Kuda, that was fire.
Uh-huh.
The song with Nicki Minaj.
Fifi. It's called Fifi, yeah.
That about it for me. I'm good.
You ain't like Tati?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, hold up. Let me get it started. No, BB with the Rob. Man, come on now.
I wasn't that involved.
You got to listen to him.
No, I'm not listening come on to now. Him.
BB sagging, fly like a dragon. Bit summer dick because I'm fly like Aladdin.
Even if I would have listened to it, mm-hmm. I'm not listening to it now.
I guarantee you this. Listen to your boy now. Add it to your workout playlist.
I'm not listening to that nigga.
Add that to your workout playlist and watch how you throw away that weight. Come on now.
Hear me and hear me good.
Come on.
I'm not listening to no known fucking rat ass nigga that got all these folks locked up and he's faking. Fuck that. Not happening. Too many good solid niggas out here. I'm not doing it.
Well,
it's a Duke Deucey. Fuck Duke Deucey.
Hell yeah. Come on now. Come on,
that crunk music.
Come on now. Crunk ain't dead. Yeah, that shit go hard.
I don't need Tekashi. Speaking of, yo, R. Kelly, did you see the story about, what's her name? I can't never get her name. Ezreal. Saying that he made her eat feces?
Nobody can make you eat shit. I'm sorry. There's no way in hell nobody can make you do that.
The way he be manipulating their minds, I don't know, man. I believe her.
I don't know about that bit at all. I believe a lot of stuff, but I just refuse to believe that somebody going to make you eat boo-boo. No, I ain't believing it.
Would you?
Eating ads to close them and get to that bit, dog. And that thing got to be clean.
If Rihanna said eat it, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
You remember when like people in the 90s like, I drink your bath water?
That was a line. That was a bar back then.
Didn't you have that as a status or something? That you drinking bath water or something?
I think I said that about a couple of young ladies.
Yeah.
Maybe so fine. I drank your bad water.
You gotta be stopped.
I think, matter of fact, Drea posted a picture a while ago and I was like, damn, babe, I drank that bad water with ice.
See
with this? Ice. Shaken, not stirred.
Y'all gotta stop him. And watching the comments. Maybe gonna be like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Me too.
Shaken, not stirred.
I don't know who she like. Let me see who she like. Probably Chris Brown. Who don't like Chris Brown? Oh, if Chris Brown said it, I would do it. I'm just fucking with you. I'm not drinking no. Man, these bitches got me fucked up. Look, man. $40 is it?
$40.
Look, man. Just break me off. Money on the counter. Look.
Now, granted, I would never do that in real life.
I know. But I'm saying, on the social media, the streets should be wilding. That's what I'm saying.
Let me think on that.
Okay. All right.
What I ever.
Bruh.
How much of the bathwater is it? Is it a full glass or is it a shot glass?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
I can't do that with him. Can't do that with him.
Because if you ask me to just take a shot, it may pull me up. Come on now. Come on now. Give me some of that Rihanna bad water right now. Come on now. Yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Did you like the hot one challenge?
No, it's not like the hot one challenge. Hot one challenge is food.
This can be considered food. And it goes down easier. It's water. It's water. You ain't even going to taste. You just going to swallow that thing. Boom. Let me see. Yes, sir. Come on now. See how you did that? There it is right there. Simple. Simple and to the point. Come on now.
Boosie has a new unscripted show that's about to debut hopefully soon.
Yeah.
I keep seeing clips in the shade room and online. Yeah. And this motherfucker is hilarious, bro.
That nigga funny.
I can't fucking wait.
He deserves a show.
I don't even watch TV.
Yeah.
And I don't watch reality shows no more. Shout out Bad Girls Club when I used to watch y'all.
Come on now.
But I'm watching this shit.
Yeah, I'm be tuning in.
This shit is going to be fire.
I'm be tuning in. That's a funny dude, man.
I'm so glad that he got this second win, you know, with him after being on death row.
Yeah.
Coming home. Again, he respected in streets, respected absolutely in music game. And now he's, I love when like the street niggas finally are able to just kind of be funny and open up. Because everybody know they thorough. So like, I ain't got to be tough all the time.
Yeah.
I like that shit, man. I'm fucking loving it, man.
Because I think Boosie, one of them niggas that's like, I don't take the jokes and shit like lightly, my nigga.
I still
get you found.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we know the vibe.
It's a couple of niggas in the industry like that that we know, like, there's some real niggas like Boosie, Mano,
a lot of them.
Something like Cass.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few of them, you know what I'm saying? So but I'm looking forward to that, man. I do like to see the hood niggas show personality and everything, too.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my favorites. I don't know if he's a hood nigga for real, but Ply be wilding like hell on, Ply be wilding like hell on Instagram, man. Like, he a funny dude, bro, so.
Ply's, he got real niggas.
Yeah.
With him. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out Ply, man.
Come on now.
Also, we didn't talk about it, but since you said hood niggas, Megan Thee Stallion is all over the net.
Yeah.
She dropped a project. Her contract and stuff is being on display. Signed to Carl Crawford 1501 in associated ties with Jay Prince.
Yeah.
Y'all ever know the vibes on that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Do you feel like she aired out too much?
I think this whole situation should have been handled behind closed doors, bro.
Yeah.
I hate to see. And this just with the social media world we live in, though, everybody always got to bring their business to social media. You can't tell me that y'all couldn't have sat down, had a meeting about this and just talked this shit out without involving the world.
The world that don't know shit about the music industry. That's the other part. They just like, oh, well, that do sound fucked up. First of all, and I'm not even going to go through this shit because it's been going on for a while, but when you think about business, the person that hires you or signs you is always going to make more money than you.
For sure.
When you go to work every day, the corporation making money off
for sure
of you.
For sure.
And you're going to take your little paycheck home.
For sure.
That's just simple and plain. That's the only way I can put it. Now, are there some terms in the deal that are unfavorable to Meg? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things she got to work out herself.
Yeah.
Carl Crawford, if you want to sign your boy, I'm dope tomorrow. I would take that deal any goddamn day. Straight up.
Straight up.
I would.
My whole thing, too, is, though, man, like, what stood out to me, the one thing she said, I didn't know what was in my contract. Like, I didn't read my contract.
Oh, well.
You got to read your fucking contract. You just got to. If you don't want to read it, then hire a lawyer or hire somebody to read that. But that shit has to be read. Even me, just where I am in life right now and trying to get to where I want to be. If somebody came off me an opportunity, like, look, hey, got a movie deal for you right now. All you got to do is sign this right here. We get you in 5 movies and shit. A nigga that's like just money hungry and one nigga, I'm like, shit, I'm going to just sign it right now. I ain't even read it. Boom, now you done signed your life rights away.
Yeah.
No, let me see that contract.
Yeah.
I'm finna read this right now. It's 20 pages. That's cool. I'm finna read 20 of these hoes, like right now.
Yeah.
You can't just sign stuff without reading it, man.
I mean, but we do all the time in her defense, like on terms and conditions. We don't be reading that shit. You just want to use the app. You know what I'm saying? And you still going to use it. They basically, Google basically telling you, you signing your shit away every time you use them.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But you want to use them.
That's true as well.
So like with contracts and then the lingo that they use, a normal person still probably won't be able to understand it. They make it long and lengthy with words that you never heard of on purpose so that you don't understand it.
That's true.
And also lawyers don't necessarily know the new, the way the industry is moving. They just know kind of the legality of it. So you also got to find a good lawyer that give a fuck about you.
That's real.
That's the other point. If you just hire a lawyer that's just trying to get a check, they going, sign it. Because now I'm eating too. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that goes into just, you know, reading it. But my thing is, if you're passionate about it and it's something you want to do, sometimes you just got to be grateful for the opportunity.
Got to.
That's my thing. And, you know, she young, you'll have opportunity to make the money through other avenues. You know what I'm saying? Now, there was one part of that contract that I didn't like where it was a 60-40 split and then, like, all the recording comes out her 40.
Yeah.
And they just eating. I was like, all right, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
So I could see why Meg wouldn't understand that piece. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how they would have worded that, but it's some weird shit. But honestly, man, nobody knew Meg. Everybody knows her now.
Yeah.
Eat the. And then my thing is, if you're a rapper, I've been rapping for 10 years for free.
Yeah.
How many albums you need? 3? Ah, shit, I got it. 10 years right now. Nigga, we about to do this tonight.
Yeah.
I got it. Like, I can rap, so it's not a struggle for me to come up with raps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the contract fulfilled and then move on.
For sure.
Ain't no need to dispute your first contract. You're going to always lose because you don't have no leverage.
That's real. Oh, that's real.
So, Carl Crawford, come sign your boy.
Shout out to Jay Prince, man.
You can give me 9,000.
No, nah.
In advance.
Said nah.
I will quit my job tomorrow and be like, well, you need the songs at? Man, nigga, what? Fuck the corporate shit. QC sign, boy.
Yeah. That the mood, yeah. They putting everybody on.
Thug, sign your boy. YSL. You already know the vibes, man.
Come on now.
Oh, that's all I got, man.
I don't think I have anything else either, brother, man.
Millennium Mature, are you going?
Come on now.
You going?
Come on now.
Feed the Streets, April 24th, kickoff in Atlanta State Farm Arena, headlined by Yo Gotti, T.I., 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, Lil' Kim.
Excuse me?
Yes, get your tickets. They're available now. I am going.
All of them on one stage?
You goddamn right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going. I don't see why I wouldn't go.
That's going to be fire.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a concert.
And most of them all got songs together.
Yeah.
Now, I think T.I. and Lil' Kim got a song together. Like, all that shit going to be like,
ooh.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
I hope Ross bring out Gunplay. I hope Gotti bring out Moneybagg or Black Youngster.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Man, change. You already know. Come on.
They're going to help.
I'm in there. State Farm Arena, if you're in Atlanta, kicks off, but check your local listings. They touring all over. I got to go. That's all I got, though.
All right, man. Episode 44 in the books.
Bow, bow. On all social media, you know the vibes.
Hey, man. I am Raw Man across all social media platforms, man. 2 projects on the way. Matter of fact, in the next couple of weeks, Love Lies 2 is on the way. And starring me, Bella, Model Bella, and RJ Autry. And Mask Off is on the way also. You know what I'm saying? Off. Shout out to that's me. Mimi Martis and RJ Autry, man. Then I got a short I'm shooting this Saturday, my first short. So, yeah, man.
Is you producing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Written by Rob Madden. Gonna be shot by Rob Madden. Acting by Rob Madden.
Okay.
Edited by Rob Madden. You know the fucking vibes.
All right, man.
Come on now. Come on now. We here now, baby.
Yeah, man. OnlyFans Dr. Mara coming soon. Oh, and 2020, man, you know, man, we still want them.
Come on now.
Send those nudes.
Send them. Lace.
All the lace.
I mean, the little booty shorts.
All the booty shorts.
Come on now.
Do they still wear booty shorts?
Yeah, yeah. You ain't seen the little shorts now that, like, they're made to, like, they almost made, like, boy shorts. With ass, like, really just, like, hang out.
That's what I meant. Do they wear boy shorts? That's what I meant.
They still wear. Okay. They still wear. It's still a vibe.
Yeah.
It's still a vibe.
Oh, I like them. I just, yeah.
send them Winnie the Poohs too. Big t-shirt, you know what I'm saying? With the ass out the bottom. Come on now. For sure. Come on now. Come on now. You know the vibes. Hashtag Raw Mad Maiden, man.